What is? So quickly, we're going to be hopefully over the next 7 or 8 days. Hopefully, depending on how quickly we go, we're going to hopefully be able to cover all of Inyanim, starting from actually Erev Pesach, coming through throughout Hilchos Seder. There's a lot of Inyanim to cover, and hope to get through everything. This is going to be a little bit different than our Chaburo that we have. In that, number one, I would assume most guys did not see the Mechaber Ramaz or the Mishnah Berurah beforehand, as opposed to hopefully in the Chabur they have. And so I'm going to go a little bit slower than that. And number two is very meaty. Almost every halacha has many different things to talk about over here. Many things to talk about. I'm going to bring down Mitzvah Hashem all the raid in Achronim and talk about halacha lemaisa and different minhagim that we do covering Hilchos Seder. Even though Seder is really one night of the year, or Bnei Chutzar, it's two nights of the year. It's Leil Seder is so full with halachas because it's a night that obviously you just all you have to do is open up any of the halachas svarim, the Musar svarim, and you can see what a tremendous night it is, Leil Seder, and what a night is. It's a chance to reach very high levels and get a lot out of it. And it all depends on what you put into it, just like anything else. If you prepare yourself for the Leil Seder, you prepare yourself by going through a couple of gadlos by learning Arvei Pesachim, and for sure by learning the halachas, you're going to be much more prepared for the Seder, and Baruch Hashem, you'll be able to get a lot more out of it. You'll be able to, for the first time possibly, understand what is going on in the Seder. We do all these things, we know all the things that we're supposed to do at the Seder, but we don't necessarily understand why we do them and what are we actually supposed to do. Okay, one thing to know though is many of the halachas, obviously there's the halachas of in the matzah, which is a deraisa, and arbakos is a mara, which is a darabanan, and arbakos is a presume nisa, which is a very important thing. But a lot of the halachas that we're going to be discussing are based on minhag. A lot of things we're going to be discussing are minhag. So as much as minhag is very important, especially in this night where it's a night that we have, it's loaded with minhagim and loaded with vinyanim, things that we do, which are very important on one hand. On the other hand, you always have to remember that they are minhagim, and there are things that when you come to make your own Seder, you'll be able to be annoy all these things and be able to bring them all into your Seder and everything that you want to do for your Seder. But as long as you're with your parents, and for those listening, and the kiyashir.com, there'll be, do not fight with your parents over these things, especially if there's something that you know for years your parents do it one way, and I'm going to say something different. Don't start trying to change your parents' lifestyles and change your parents what they do. Most of the time, what people do with the Seder has some source to it, and there's something to be somach on, whether it's the best thing or not the best thing, and that's not for things to start fighting with your parents. And if you think it is something that is ma'akev, let's say it's something with eating your matzah on the Seder, or even dalakos or morah, or something that you think is very important, do it b'tzinnah. Don't make a big deal out of it. Do it by yourself, and we'll just try and discuss those things as we get there. But just be very careful when it comes to these. Okay, but one day, Meretz Hashem, you guys will all be wearing the kittel, be running the Seder with your own children, Meretz Hashem. You say amen. It's something to look forward to, because I know for myself it's a great schos to have a Seder, and it's a tremendous night. Everyone hopefully has Mishnah Berurah, pen and paper, and because we'll be discussing a lot of things quickly, and I'll be happy, and also hopefully a little different than the Chabur. I'll hopefully have more time for questions. Anyone has questions, I'll try and take it as time goes on. I don't know how much ground we're going to cover every night. We're going to play this by ear, and it might be as we get into later shiurim, we're going to have to start going a little bit quicker. But I know it, especially at the beginning, maybe not the first two or simonim, but after that, that's really the ikur. We get right away into the ikur part of Leil Seder. Okay, I hope Yossi Beitner, you're listening. I told you I'd give you a shout out in the first share. I hope you've gotten back to safely, and everyone else who's listening from the Chabura, some Mickey maybe, and the guys, boys from Montreal, and anyone else who's listening. So here we go. Simon Tov Samach Tet. The reason why I couldn't really start with Tov Samach Ches, but it gets into very a lot of detail in Tov Samach Chesed. It's a pretty long siman, and I was afraid we're not going to cover everything I wanted to cover. Therefore, that's why really, that's really the really place that I should have started. It's Tov Samach Chesed. It's talking about the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach, but I'm not going to get into it because a lot of it is not so halacha l'maisa, and therefore I want to start with Tov Samach Tes, which is a halacha that not a lot of people know about, and it's an important thing. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, Asr Lomar Basar Zela Pesach, Shinera Kamikadish Behemto, Venera Ka'ochel Kachi Mechutz. It says, Asr to say, it's not to say that this behema, this animal, or this meat is for Pesach. It's also to say that. Why? Because it looks like, it's going to look like you're separating this animal for your Korban Pesach, and it's going to look like you're going to use it, you're going to be Ka'ochel Kachi Mechutz. It looks like you're eating kachim outside the base of Mikdash. Therefore, you are not allowed to say that. So, therefore, when you're telling your someone that you want to go shopping, you say you're not allowed to say go buy this meat for Pesach. That's not allowed. Rather, you have to say go buy the meat for Yontif. Go buy it for Yontif. Not allowed to say for Pesach. The Gemara goes on to say, but it's mutter to say you're buying this kimcha for Pesach. You're allowed to say you're buying this flour for Pesach. That is mutter. Okay, so that's what passing over here in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph, it says, Osir Lomar al Shum Behema, Bein Chaya, Bein Shkuta, whether it's alive or whether it's shechted already, Basar Zela Pesach, this Basar is for Pesach. Lefisha Nira, Sheikdishu Mechayim, the Korban Pesach, it looks like you're Mekadish it for the Korban Pesach. Venitza Ochul Kachim, Machutzen, it looks like it appears that you're eating Kachim outside the base of Migdash. Ella, rather, what should you do? Yomar Basar Zela Yomtov. You say it, you say this Basar is for Yomtov. You say this Basar is for Yomtov. I'm going to skip the Ramah for 1 second. I'm going to go back to one minute. It is Abba Mutter Lomar Chitim Elul Pesach. But it's Mutter to say that these Chitim and this Chita is for Pesach. That is Mutter. That is Mutter to say. And the Ramah adds Ugdim Kulas Per Shalim Al Rosho Bial Praav Al Kirbo, which is basically a whole. Imagine the Korban Pesach, they put it on the spit, all intact, except for the murim that they had to take out to offer on the mizbeach, but it's all intact besides that, and they put it on a spin, and they say, that is also, in any case, afo pishto lo perish v'amar basu zela pesach. Even if you don't say that this is for Pesach, it would be also in any case. Also laso, so you can't cook it like this, kidla kaman reish simen, tuf ayin vav. Okay, that is going to be, that's also from the Gemara, that is also, even if you do not say basu zela pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph says, "Haynu lechatchila." This whole siman is lechatchila. B'diavad ein le'asara baser ba'achila. That the Mishnah Berurah, those paskins, that you were not the baser does not become asar ba'achila. Even if your mother said this baser is for Pesach, it would not asar b'diavad. The Mishnah Berurah says, but we should know though that the Bach on the Torah does say it is aser afilu ba'ano v'tzarech kfura. If someone says that this baser is for Pesach, you would have to take the animal and you should have to bury it. It's done with. It's aser ba'ano. You would not be able to do anything with it. You would not be able to cook it. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Graz, passes like this Bach v'alocha l'maisa. He is mechmer kadasa Bach, not like the Mishnah Berurah. So. Even if it's not showing anything, it's working. Yeah, okay. So, just want to make sure Taylor will be angry at me. Okay. So everyone can ask that, but nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah, we're paskins halacha l'maisa that it's mutar mitar b'diavad. So it sounds like that's halacha l'maisa like the Mishnah Berurah, but there are machmirin. Mishnah Berurah Beis comes and says it's not only regarding meat. He says not only regarding meat. He says, in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Beis, he named Melish Meloshna Mechaber Mashon Dafka Behema. It's Mashon, it's Dafka, an animal. Shumina Karev Al Gam Yizbeach. That's something that you could offer up onto the Mizbeach. V'yesh Poskim Shemachmir and Galma Ofos V'dogim. But there are Poskim that are Machmer also on birds and fish that you also not allowed to say that you're not allowed to say that this is for Pesach. The Esher Shemachdishon L'Domei Mida Amr L'Pesach. Because it's possible that you're offering it, you're saying that this value is going to be for the Korban Pesach. Even though many are makeless, so sphere kadas machaber, they hold like the machaber that's not by by birds and fish. Nevertheless, one should not say that this is for the Pesach. You should not say that. You should say it's for Yontif. For sure, I think even according to Bach, you would not be machmer, that would be also banol by chicken and fish. What about peros? So they need peros. What if you say that these apples are for Pesach? What would happen over there? Is that also remote? Is that like chita or is that like basar? So the kavachaim is machmer. The kavachaim is machmer gam legabi peros. Because Rashi writes over there on the Gemara, the reason why chita is mutter, because when you say something that these chitim are for Pesach, what does it mean? What does the person mean? He means that these chitim are watched over. Meaning that all he's saying is not for the Korban Pesach. What's the guy saying? He's saying they've been watched. They've been shomer the shame mitzvahs matzah. They've been watched for the shame mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, as the Kavachai says, it's dafka chita that we need to say that the way what he's talking about is watching for the shame mitzvahs matzah. But for Paris, you don't have to watch for shame mitzvahs matzah. That would also fall into the category of open dogim, and it'll be usher also. But I didn't see this anywhere written anywhere else. But it does not seem like that from the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, and second of all, I'm going to die. I can see if it's involved. It says Mutar Lomar Chitim Elul Pesach. It says Kamen Delo Dami Klal Lekachim Lo Amrin Shemekachim Lo Machli Knos Bneiam Pesach. Since it's not similar at all to Kachim, right? The Chitim. That's what he says. The reason he says why Chitim are Mutar is because it's not Dome at all to Kachim. No one's going to think that you could offer up Chita on Mizveach. So therefore, that's Mutar. So it could be that also that fruit, according to the Mishnah Berurah, would be Mutar to say that these fruit are for Pesach. That is Simin Tav Samach Tes. Any questions? Moving on to Simin Tov Ayin. Shebechoros Midanim Be'erav Pesach. The Tanis Bechoros, everyone's heard about it. Right? Tanis Bechoros. Who's there? Is there anyone a Bechor in this room? We have two Bechoros. Oh, two Bechoros in the room. And a third person has to fast for Tanis Bechorim because my son is not old enough to fast yet. So, okay, so the Bechor for Tanis Bechorim is Mesechus Sofri in the last parak halacha gimel, and it's also brought down in Tosvos and Sachim Kufched Amar Alf Divrei Rassel Rav Sheshes. He brings down this Mesechus Sofrim, saying that the minhag is that he says all Nisan 1 is not supposed to fast except for Tanis Bechorim on Erev Pesach. Okay, so what is the reason for this minhag? Why do we fast? Why do we fast Tanis Bechorim? So I found three answers to this question. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Kodna Aleph, it's Zecher L'Neis Shinit Solomim Mitzrayim. Obviously, the Neis that Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over the house. He passed over, we're in Simin Tav Ayin. That Kodesh Baruch Hu chose B'nai Israel, and he passed over their houses, and the Bechorim of B'nai Israel, and they went and killed the Bechorim of Mitzrayim. So that is one reason we're giving, it's like a thanks. Number two is brought down the Pisa Echubos. He brings down that actually in Mitzrayim, the Bechorim, not only did they put the blood on the door to save the Bechorim, they also fasted in Mitzrayim. The day of Chatzos Aliyah, before they were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Bechorim in Mitzrayim fasted. So therefore the Zecher, this fast that they did, we also fast. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach brings down a very interesting reason in his Agadah, the God of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, which I'll be quoting a lot. He writes that the reason is that really the Iker time that the Bechorim came to become to Mekanis, that they actually got Kedusha was in Mitzrayim. The fact that Bnei Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the Bechorim of Bnei Yisrael over the Bechorim of Mitzrayim, that's when they came Kadosh, the Bechorim. And we know that at that point, the Bechorim were supposed to be the people who worship in the Beis HaMikdash. They were supposed to run the Beis HaMikdash, offer up the Karbanos, do everything in the Beis HaMikdash. But came Chet HaEgel, and they sinned, and they lost the right in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was given over to Shea Levi, and especially to the sons of Aaron. Right? So here on Pesach, what happens on Pesach? Comes Pesach, and Pesach is a time where many, many, many Karbanos are offered on Pesach. Many of us are often Pesach is described in the Gemara and Pesachim that they were like knee deep in the blood. They were knee deep in the blood. There were so many korbanos that everyone had to bring their korban pesach. Every group had to bring their korban pesach. They're knee deep in the blood. So the bechorim were actually upset. They're sad on pesach. Remember when erev pesach comes, when we're coming to shach the korban pesach on Yud Dal Nisan, when they would shach the korban pesach. So the bechorim are partially sad. Therefore, that's because of this, they feel bad of Chet Egel. That's the reason why. That's what Rosh Hashanah Orbach says. That is the reason why they're fasting. And God says this to explain why women do not fast. Why do women not fast? Really, it should be that women before us were also skipped over to Mitzrayim, so they should also fast in their Pesachim. There actually is a day that brought down they do fast. We are not fasting like this. We say women do not fast. We're going to get there one second. I can read them in the Mechaber. I'll read the Bechor right now. It says that Bechoros mitani in the Erev Pesach. It says that Bechoros fast in the Erev Pesach. Bein Bechor be'av, bein Bechor be'em. Whether it's a Bechor of a father or father, is the Bechor of the mother. V'yesh v'yishimor sham, I feel in the cave of Bechor mitani. There's even those who say that a woman Bechor should fast. V'ein ha-minag came, but the minag is not like this. So why is the minag like this? So Rosh Hashanah Rav explained, because the reason is what I just said. That they're sad over the fact that they can't bring the korbanos. They're badly coming friends, and since the women were not going to worship in the base of Mikdash anyways, they're not sad at this point, therefore they do not fast. But I believe this reason also is brought down in Moadim Mizmani and Rishtermach's in the Rishtermach Sefer, the same thing. But Rav Nevensol has a star kasha on this Mahalach. On this Mahalach, Rav Nevensol asks, because if this is true, this is the reason that anyone who's a Bechor, who's a Kohen should not have to fast. Right? If you're a Kohen and a Bechor, you should not have to fast because they're not going to be sad because they're not moving on the base of Mikdash. When they're in the base of Mikdash, there, the Kohanim would be able to serve the base of Mikdash. So you can't say that this is the reason. That's Rav Nevensol's Taina against Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. And I thought maybe you could also ask if this is true also, the din we're going to see in a minute, that the father fasting in place of his son should also not be. If the son can't fast, then he shouldn't be able to fast. The son's not feeling bad about it, so why should the father fast in his place? If it was because that we were remembering the miracle that we're so thankful to Hashem that he skipped over the Bechorim's house, so we're thankful to Hashem that our son, who's a Bechor, also was saved. So therefore also that makes sense that the father would fast. But if it's because of Shlomo Zalman Orbach's reason, it's not so posh that one would fast. But anyways, we saw three reasons why the Bechorim fasts, whether it's because to remember the miracle, or whether it's because to remember the fact that they fasted themselves in Mitzrayim, or because this third reason Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis says Bein Bechor Shemakas Bechoros Hayta Bekulam Kedisa V'Medrash U'Mikol Makom the Gadol Abayis L'Tzricha L'Tanas Alpav Vishigam Behem Hayta Maka. The Gadol Abayis in Mitzrayim, even if there was not a Bechor in the house, it says the oldest person in the house would also die. We also died in Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, if there's no Bechor in the house, then the Gadol Abayis does not have to fast. But if somebody comes after a miscarriage, he would have to fast. Because he's the Bechor for inheritance. It's also only by if there's a Nefel Vadei. But someone who was born after 9 months, even though he died within 30 days, the next child would not have to fast. Ubechorim Kohanim Levim Srichin Gamkin Litanos, Bechorim Kohanim Levim that you mentioned before also have to fast. In this case, in all others, Bechorim father, but Bechorim mother, Kohanim Levim, everyone has to fast. Kot of Maril, the Tanis Bechorim Sarech Lahashlim. If you do not fast, if you forget to fast, you have to be mashlim the fast, to have a Tanis Tzibor, because it's like a Tanis Tzibor. So the chenir de im chash berosho beinav ein sarach lidanos, but if you have a headache or any other problems, you do not have to fast. The chenir od, the Mishnah Berurah says, the be'odim shehitanis kashlo v'achatanis ein yachol achol rak varim kalim u'bekshir muam od. If somebody who is going to fast, going to be very difficult for him, and he's only going to be able to eat a little bit after the fast. The kar v'dar shalayit neizel lo yichol l'kayim achilas matzah morer. He would not be able to eat matzah morer. Shkias arba kosas k'tikunam mutav shelo yitanos kedei shkayim mitzvah salayit k'tikunam. It's better for him not to fast than for him, so there he can fill all the mitzvahs of the night. We call makom bazeh uvazeh toviyoter shiyochol rak minei targima. But in this case, it's only for him to eat only a little bit, a little snacks throughout the day if somebody couldn't fast. The makor of this is the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is done. Sorry, is explained in Shaar Tzion Ozevav. Is that there's a sheet in the Rishonim that holds that in any way the whole fast over here of Erev Pesach was not a real fast. It was only you were supposed to be ma'it in achil. You're only supposed to eat only mini tagima, a little snacks throughout the day, but you're not supposed to eat a lot. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in this case, where someone's sick, so b'di'avad he could be so machanat shita, and all he eats is a little bit. Okay. Okay, the machlokes mechaber ramah over here though is leading to nashim. Nashim is not so pasha. It comes out from the mechaber. He says v'yesh mishomer shafil in the cave of bechor mitzana. It sounds like anytime he brings a mechaber, he's a yesh mishomer. It's not bring a not cholik at the beginning. He's just bringing yesh mishomer. No one argues. Sounds like he passed him like that. The ramah sounds v'yinakani argues with the ramah. And so too in ichavadas. In ichavadas writes that svardim are nochem lishma a woman who's a svardi who's a bechora is nochem lishma litzarif besudas mitzah. She should be mitzarif besudas mitzah. Which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes about Siyam Masechet. But a woman should be, if she's Sephardi, should be, but Ashkenazim are not knowing like this. Okay, Sif Beis. Imchal Erev Pesach LeShabbos. Now, Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. Yesh Omim Shemitanim V'Avuchoros V'Yom Chavishi. Those say you push up the fast to Thursday. V'Yesh Omim Shemitanim Klal. There's those who say since the fast is already pushed off, forget about the fast, no fast. Aval Yesh Lino Kisvar Rishon of the Ramah says, well, even though Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you should fast on Thursday. Benoagim, and furthermore, we're Noag Kishahab Bechor. Ha'em Lisan Atachas Benoah Bechor Kishadayin Katon. If the father is a Bechor, and you have a Katon in the house who's also a Bechor, the mother should fast in his place. Ve'en Ha'av Bechor, Hum Lisan Ba'ad Benoah Ad Sheigdal. Then the father is not a bechor, who is not about no, then he fasts for his child until he grows up. And the Noagin, and Rav Nevin Saul brings down, I believe the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah, you look at, I'm not using Rav Nevin Saul's Mishnah Berurah, my old red edition over here, that's what I use when I learned Chatzakim the first time, I got all my notes in it, so I can switch over. But, Rav Nevin Saul brings down, he says, what if the father and the mother are Bechorim? Then what do you do? He says, Hasaba misana bikoma upoda tzom. Then the grandfather goes on to the grandfather. The grandfather should fast, or he should be poda tzom, or he should give tzedakah in the child's place. Okay, Igros Moshe writes down, even though the question is, what if you have a Siyam Masechet on Thursday? It falls on Shabbos, so he said the fast goes to Thursday. If you make a Siyam on Thursday, so that just should push it off till Friday. They should make Friday, should it have to be a day they should have to fast. So therefore, but Igros Moshe writes, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that's good enough just to fast on Thursday. We'll just hear a Siyam on Thursday, you don't have to hear another Siyam on Friday. That is good enough. What? Because he's not, it's a real day to fast on Thursday. Since the Ikar Tekon is to fast on Thursday. If it falls on the Shabbos, the Ikar day to fast is on Thursday. So therefore, we do the Siyam Masechet then. But if it could be the Maker of Din, that even if you've heard of the Siyam Masechet on Thursday, you should still fast Friday now. But nevertheless, Ramosha writes that you do not have to. The Siyam on Thursday works for both. Okay, now the Indian Siyam Masechet. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Mishnah Berurah Siyam Kodin Yud. He says, Achi Yigdal. If you skip down a bunch of lines, it says, Yesh Mekomos, Shinogu Abechorim Lahakal, Vilachol Besodas Mitzvah. There are those places that they have Mekel that they could eat in the Sudas Mitzvah. Bechay Noagin Kayom, this is a minute today, Bekam and Mekomos, in the Minaseno, Lahakal Lecha, Af the Sudas Siyam Masechet. Even by a Siyam Masechet, the minute is to eat. Ve'afsha Bechorim Ba'atzalolam Dobna Masechet. Even though the Bechorim themselves didn't learn the Masechet. Bekomakum Kevich Eitzel Masayim, who Sudas Mitzvah, Mitzvah from Sudaso. Since the person who's making the Siyam is the Sudas Mitzvah, so we see the Chashivas of a Siyam Masechet. You can mitzdarf to the Suda. Va'minag shemitkatsim l'asayim kodesh shesiyam l'asayim l'fneyam l'sechet. The minag is that you mekamis, you gather the people around and you finish the mesechet in front of them. Mishtomi mitzdarfinu osimu v'achar kodeshim Suda. And they come to join in the siyam, and then only after that they can make the Suda. And obviously this is the minag that calls Tfuz Klal Yisrael that we're somewhat on this in almost every shul across the world and every yeshiva across the world. They have, everyone knows that they have a siyam second of the Bechorim on Yud Dal in the morning, and all the Bechorim come to here, and they eat after this. And obviously, one of the reasons why we're so Mekel is because Because the problem is that if someone really fasts, it's going to be very, very difficult to have Leil Seder. He's going to miss out. He's going to be tired. He's going to be not feeling well. And not only that, it's not only you have to fast the Leil Seder. We all know we get the Seder. You can be very hungry to get the Leil Seder, but you all know that you get is one kos. You get a less than a kazayis of karpas, and then you have all nagi to go through, right? And before you get to actually eat anything that's serious, is not until mosi matzah, which is another couple of hours away. And so obviously, so because of that, it's kind of minag, because the weakening of the doros, that we're somech on siyam mesechet. I believe I heard, I don't know if he still does that, the Mevansal used to fast. Maybe Levinsa used to fast Tanis Bechorim. He was not Somechan and Sim Sachan, he fasted Erev Pesach. I believe that is what I heard. I don't know if he still does. He's whatever. What about be mitzarif al yidei telephone? Can he be mitzarif to the Sim Sachan? Let's say someone's got to go to work. He's got to go to work, he's not going to be able to be at Shul. Can he be mitzarif through listening on the telephone? So, this Shiloh came to Rabbi Cohen. I remember when I was in Chicago. Rabbi Zev Cohen, about 8 years ago when I was in Chicago, and I remember learning about this, and I thought he came out to the Maskana that you could not. And after learning a little bit more, I thought the reason was because Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch holds, in general, that over any type of microphone, you cannot be Yotze Mitzvah through a microphone, right? So Machlok is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch versus the Chazon Ish. If you could be Shomei Ka'ona through a microphone, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch passing the mitzvah, you could not be. So I thought it was the same thing he was applying over here to over here that you could not be. But then recently I saw in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch, the God who brings the Shail himself, any paskins, b'shas b'chag, you could be Mekel. You could be Mekel and you can eat Ayyadei telephone. So I went to Rav Nevinsal. And we asked him, so what's John, if he holds it, if he holds that you can't be OT through a microphone, come over through a telephone. Well, you're standing there, you can hear the microphone, you can be in the same room with the guy with the microphone, you can be in a different state, they telephone. So what's the chiluk? So he said, very nice chiluk. What's the chiluk? There's a difference between mekayim mitzvah and learning Torah. So to be mekayim mitzvah through a telephone, you have to mamash hear shomei ka'ona, you have to be mamash hear, to get shofar over the telephone. Obviously you can't hear, because you get shofar through Rosh Hashanah, but, to the Yotzei Kriyas Megillah, let's say, through a telephone. So that you can't be Yotzei. Shomei Ka'ona, it's not the same voice. You're not hearing it. But to learn Torah over the phone, you learn Torah. You're Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you call up one of those hotlines to hear a shir over the telephone, you're Yotzei Talmud Torah. You're not learning Torah. For sure, you're learning Torah. So therefore, on the other side, you're Mitzvah to the Sima also. That's the pshat. Okay, the posim write also that it's not good enough to hear the shir. Not good enough to be mitzarif. You have to eat it. You have to eat a shir chashiv. You have to eat something as chashiv. You don't have to wash. You might not even have to eat mezaros, but you have to eat a good amount. Also, it's good enough. I think in the Pesukei Teshuvah was bringing down. It's good enough for a yachid to do this, make the seim himself. It doesn't have to hear a public have a minion there. If he makes the seim himself, or there's two people in the room, that also he can be mitzarif, and it's also considered a suus mitzvah. Very important. Also, Rav Nevinsal brings down Dibur Maschil Siyum Masechet. So he brings down first. Echad v'gdoli ador shlita nag shayat b'no b'chor katan. The same mesechas tamid they used to be known to be the same mesechas tamid. Ki l'daito limud mesechas tamid kiyosvei sheish gemara rak al chilek miprokov, that only has gemara and parts of the prokim. Ushar prokim lo made rak mishnayas, and the rest of the prokim are just mishnayas. Afu pikim dino kasiyam mesechas gemara. That's very nice. The next thing I think is very important. Mesayim ha-mesechet tzarech lahavin et jenilman. Someone who makes a siyum has to understand what he had learned. Avo enali kuvish yavin kol davar mesechet. But it's not, he has to learn, know every single word they learned in the mesechet. It's not ma'akiv, he did not know every single word in the mesechet. Why? So he brings down, sorry, it's the next page over. It says, Because Rashi in many places in Shas, I don't know how to explain them. Rashi himself says, I don't know how to explain the sugya. Right? I don't understand this word. So we see with another, Rashi didn't understand every word. So you can't expect that a Stam Bachar is going to have to know every single word that he learns. But obviously he has to know the Iker of Limudo, and he has to understand the Ruba, the Masechet, but he does not have to understand every single thing that he learned. After it starts, the Masechet, Al Pishay, no, maybe not the Limud. And also, you could be misstarved the same, even though you don't understand. You don't understand these things that the guy's talking about. He starts blabbing off the last Mishnah, you don't understand what's flying. It's also considered, you can also mitzarif to the Masechet, because it's a sudof, it's a simcha for the guy who's making the simcha, making the siyam, therefore it's also good. Mishum dehu sameach b'simcha som, because he's sameach in this other guy's simcha. And Sim Gimel in Simen Tov Ayin. Istness is also fast in Erev Pesach, and the other thing they could eat matzah b'teyavon. This comes from the Gemara Pesachim, also in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Rav Sheshes says the Rav Sheshes didn't eat all Erev Pesach. In Erev Pesach, and the Gemara goes through the Gemara, why did he do that? Maybe it's Choshes for Minchil Gedola. Anyways, it comes out with Maskona because Rav Sheshes is an istness. If he ate any food on Erev Pesach, he would not be able to eat. Let us say there. Tosus brings down 2 days. Was it because? Is it just that he didn't eat? He didn't eat anything, or he only ate a little bit? But anyways, if someone's not going to be able to eat a lot, he'll eat all the kseis of matzah because he eats. For sure, he should not eat Erev Pesach. But most guys, people would be able to. But you should not eat so much. So you obviously have to leave enough room in order to have room for all the kseis. Yeah. We're gonna get to if you could drink wine, right? Because you want wine before the siddur. If you drink wine in Erev Pesach, a little bit makes you more hungry. A little bit makes you full. A lot of it makes you more hungry. So we're gonna get to that later. Okay, very good.
Right. Simon, what's the meaning of istinis?
Istinis is someone who's finicky. Sometimes finicky. It could be an istness when it comes to germs. It could be a germ freak, that would be an istness on germs. Or he's an istness when it comes to eating, and that if he eats one cracker, he's not going to be able to eat that night. Okay? So that was Rosh Hashanah. Simen Tov Ayin Aleph, moving right along. Be'er Pesach HaShas Yu'asu Lechol Pas. This comes from the Mishnah in the beginning of Arab Pesachim, right? Samach l'mincha, and it comes to the Maskona, l'mincha k'tana, one is not allowed to eat a suda. So that's what's going on here. It's Simen Tov Ayin Aleph. Also lechol pas misha asirit, ulamala k'dei shiyocho matzah l'teyavon. It's also to eat pas bread from the 10th hour and on, k'dei shiyocho matzah l'teyavon. So you come into the night, that you want to eat the matzah l'teyavon. Avo ochu ma'at peros, or yirakos, we could eat some roots and vegetables. Avo lo yimale kresim, you should not fill your stomach with them. Vimu isnes shafil ochu ma'at mazik v'achilaso akol aser. Like we mentioned before, if you're in isnes, you're not be able to eat even a little bit. Even fruits and vegetables would make you not hungry, then you should not eat it. It would be all akol aser. And here's your dinary. V'yayin ma'at lo yishtem yishum demistad soid. And a little wine, one should not drink, because a little wine fills you up. But if you want to drink a lot of wine, then you can drink. This comes from Rabbah, also in Arbe Pesachim. When you drink a lot, it causes you to get very hungry. It causes you to get more hungry.
To
be a chacham made of rosho, for sure. You can't get drunk and not fulfill your mitzvahs in the night. We'll get to later on. We're going to discuss during Lel Seder how much you're allowed to drink. You're allowed to drink between the kosos. You might get drunk, right? All those things are going to be discussed also. Okay. So as I mentioned, this is the mission in the beginning of Erev Pesachim. Das Haran is brought down a shart Tzion Aleph that you cannot even eat from chatzos. From chatzos you cannot eat, but it does not have to say how we pass. We're machman at Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana, I'm sorry. Mishnah Beis. What if you started to eat and you didn't realize what time it was? And you started to eat. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Beis. Haynu mitchila shad mivias acher chatzos yom va'afilu im hitchol lechol posek. Even if you start to eat, you have to stop. Kevich hitchol beisur. Like since you started eating at the wrong time and you're not allowed to eat, you'd have to stop your food right then. You would not be able to eat anymore. But you should can eat ma'at peros. V'adin basar v'dagim v'beitzim kai gavna. Havol men chameshes aminim shemavushal b'nei peros asar desoid. But from chameshes aminim, the five grains that they're cooked with fruit juice, it'd be asar to eat at this point because it's solid. Anything that's like very mizonni, anything that fills you up a lot, you should not eat after minchas ketana. As it is, it's very hard to find any food coming in our Pesach. It's kind of find enough to find something to eat. Okay, so what is the reason for this din of this Mishnah Berurah Arab Sachim? So as we mentioned already, the Mishnah Mechaber says in order that you come into the night, Matha B'Teyavon, that is, that I believe the sheet is Rashi over there on the Mishnah, he says it. And another reason is, it's also, it's unfortunate in the Gemara, and the Rashbam brings this down, that it's not to eat, come eat, because you might, come, if you come into the night, sitter full, now you have to come eat your Matha, it could become Achilas Gassel. If you're not hungry at all, and you come to eat your Matha, Achilas Gassel, you would not be able to your Mitzvah. So we're afraid that for this to happen. Therefore, we not eat already starting from Mincha Ketana. Also, the Avnei Nezer brings down that also his mitzvah to eat a lot of matzah on the first night. Actually, not so much for Bnei Chutzah, it's because they have to save room for the second. They shouldn't eat too much on the first night, and not for the second night. We'll see later on. But for at least for Bnei Chutzah on the second night, and for Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the first night, it's a mitzvah to be marba in the matzah you eat a lal Pesach. So you want to come in hungry as possible. Basically, the bottom line is you want to come in as hungry as possible, ready to eat a lot. You should eat a lot. It's a big mitzvah to eat as much. Every more matzah you eat than lal Pesach is more of a mitzvah. So therefore, he says that we don't want to come into the hungry. We don't get come in full at all. And Rav Nevinsal brings down Dibur Amasal to be pachos mikos. Brings in the end. What about grape juice? He said a little wine fills you up. A lot of wine makes you hungry. But he says, Mitzan Avim, Anim Karbashuk, Misa Tsoi Bein Mirobah. But remember, it's told Nachber that does not apply by grape juice. Grape juice, you would not be allowed to drink at all after Mincha Ketana, because even a little bit, even a lot, would be Misa Tsoi. Would fill you up. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, moving right along. The Kodim Shah Asiris, Mutu Lechol Matzah Ashiro. Before the 10th hour, it is mutter to eat matzah shiro. It's mutter to eat dough that was mixed with, instead of water, was mixed with margarine, oil, sweet things. That's matzah shiro. Have a matzah shiotin babalaylo, certainly a whole kol yom arba asar. But matzah that is yotze, that you can be yotze with at night, any matzah that you can be yotze with at night, it's asar to eat a whole 14th day of Nisan. Right, so egg matzah, that's what the matzah shira is. It is an egg matzah, so according to the Mechaber, you could eat matzah shira. We're going to get to Ashkenazim do in a minute, but we didn't get there yet. But right now, any matzah you can be yosi with at night is usher to eat the 14th. So where does this come from? It comes from Yerushalmi. Famous Yerushalmi, everyone should know this. Yerushalmi says, Kola ocho matzah bera Pesach, kebola rusasav beis chamav. This is what I talked about Shabbos morning at the Vasikin, right? Anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like he's boal, the girl is engaged to in the house of her father-in-law before they got married. Right? But obviously that's only, it's rak b'matzah sh'ashal yotzeh b'chovasav Pesach. It's only matzah that you be yotzi your chovah on Pesach. But another matzah, it does not apply to. So what does it mean? So before we go weiter in the Ramah, let's talk about this Indian for a little bit more. So Mishnah Berurah Sof Sifkan Vav already brings it down. Read the right place. Sifkan Yud. I apologize. So he says, "Va'ain sham siv dal bago dimenedinos emel ein nogin lalush mimei peros." For Ashkenazim, it's brought down. If anyone wants to look, it's brought down over there in Tuf Samach Beis Siv Dalid. If anyone wants to open up to Tuf Samach Beis Siv Dalid, it's very important to know for Ashkenazim Tuf Samach Beis Siv Dalid. We do not know to eat egg matzah bein erev Pesach bein an Pesach. Because we're mechosher that it's machmitz. We're machmer that when you add eggs to the mixture, it's going to cause it to get could become chametz easier. So it says over there, Ramasas ubemedinos elu sif dal ein noagim lalush bemei peros. The minhag is not to knead with fruit juice. Unless it's for Shas Dechag, unless it's for a chola or a zakein, that's the only time we're the Ashkenazim eat egg matzah before Pesach, bein after Pesach. So therefore, we're not allowed. So Ashkenazim do not eat egg matzah even before Pesach. What? No, during Pesach for sure not. We're afraid that it's machmetz. We're afraid it becomes chametz.
Just regular matzah?
Only regular matzah. Right. Except for a zakin and chola. Except for a zakin and chola. Okay. What about lenient, the knedel and the and matzah brai, stuff like that? So. Before we get there, 1 second. Vayter in the Ramah. Vayter in the Ramah says like this. V'yesh no'agin shalola chel chazeres. They're also minag not to eat chazeres, which is romaine lettuce, basically. So they use for mor of Bera Pesach. K'dei lechol mor l'teilun, or that you come to eat mor b'teyavon. V'chein b'yom rishon shal Pesach k'dei lechol b'lel sheni b'teyavon. Also the first day of Pesach, in order not to eat lechol b'yom sheni b'teyavon. V'chein no'agin k'sas l'mayit b'achilas matzah, is what I mentioned before. And also minag to m'mayit your amount of achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach mi'hai tamim, for this reason. So the second night you'll be hungry for the matzah. V'yesh machmir ma'od shelo lachol peros kedei lachol acharosis l'teyavon. And those are machmir even further, not to eat fruit on Erev Pesach, in order to eat the charosis l'teyavon. But the Ramah says, v'ein lachol shelo minagahu, do not be choshish for this minog. So, l'chor, this is Tali, and there's also the Mishnah, before I get to that in 1 second, the Tali for this charosis, is Tali on whether charosis is a mitzvah to eat charosis on Erev Pesach, or it's just a mitzvah to dip charosis on Erev Pesach. If it's a mitzvah to dip charosis on Erev Pesach, that's what the Ramah is saying, v'ein lachol shelo minagahu, because not a mitzvah to eat. You don't have to have a taiva for the charosis. But the mitzvah to eat the charosis, which we hold it, is not true. But if you would say the minog to eat charosis, that's where this minog is coming from. Not to eat charosis even Erev Pesach is borrowed from them. If you look in the Beis Yosef, you know all the different sheet is brought down in the Torah. That's the reason for this minog. But the reason why we don't hold it, it's only because we hold it's only a dipping. And furthermore, for the maror, also the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Tezvav Maror L'Teyavon Ein L'Minog Zatam. Also, for Maror, we're not Machmer. You're a lot of a salad there, Pesach. That also would not be a problem. We're not choshes for this Ramah either. V'yesed Veish Machmer Shalol Afara Lishbar Matzos Bar Pesach. Those who are Machmer, not to make breadcrumbs out of the matzah or to break the matzahs on their Pesach Shalol Lovel Echol Minog. So not to come to eat them. You might not realize it's matzah. You might come to eat it. Therefore, we don't do it. Vein lachosh gan lazeh. But this also, you don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to do it. Matzah shenapa kitikna v'achkach nifara v'nyushu b'yayim v'shemen. What about matzah that was baked correctly and then it was broken up and it was put with wine and oil? Well, this is basically like a matzah brai. Not really wine, but the same thing with veal. In a nikras matzah shirah v'asur l'achol b'erev Pesach. It's not considered matzah shirah. It would be asur to eat it on Erev Pesach. So you're not allowed to have matzah brai either on Erev Pesach. And therefore, also kenedel, all these other things you should not eat on Erev Pesach. I'm sorry. In Sikon Kof, in the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you look in Sikon Tats, he says, v'koza bishlo bishlo. In terms of the kenedel. Matzah brai is only bad because you're not cooking it. You're just frying it. You're just frying it, pan frying it, which is considered baking. It's not considered cooking. Close up shalom bishlo. Bishlo, but if you cook in water, and they make balls out of matzah, which is like kneidlach, shakorin kneidlach. Well, matzah move for shells, the kli rishon, or matzah that was cooked in a kli rishon, mutr la'ocha kodem shahasiris, you would be able to eat it before the 10th hour. Dezebe vade lo mikri matzah, that is not considered matzah at all. That's not considered matzah. But over here, Rav Nevensal brings down that nevertheless, minhag is not eating anything that has matzah in it, Erev Pesach. Okay, Vayitzchikigura brings it down, you should not eat anything. But vadai kneidlach, nowadays you get very yummy kneidlach made out of potato flour. Potato flour that should have no problem at all. Need kneidlach made out of potato flour on Erev Pesach. Okay. So also Mishnah Berurah brings down Zayid Beis, a lot of people's minhag is, he brings down V'yesh Nogin Shalocho Matzah Mi Rosh Chodesh. A lot of people don't already start, they stop eating matzah already from Rosh Chodesh. And brought down also minhag, some people is already stop eating matzah already Purim time, a month before Pesach.
So, who do we go with?
What?
Who
Depends on your minhag. That's all he's going to call it minhag. Whatever your minhag is, that's the only thing. It's also to eat. It's also to eat the day of Pesach. Okay, that's Pesach.
Before that's minhag.
Before that's just a minhag.
Yeah. Like
right. There's a lot of people with different minhag. Saw the person we baked matzah with that night. He was sitting in the back eating matzah. That went bad. Okay, so obviously not the minhag, but also I spoke about Friday Shabbos morning about Rujolti. Rujolti came up with the face of famous hatter for Shabbos the Chaliot. Erev Pesach Chaliot b'Shabbos. So the problem was that hotels can't complain. They had nothing to serve. They had nothing to serve. They paid these fancy hotels all this money for Pesach, and they had nothing to serve them in Erev Pesach. Right? They wanted something to serve them. So Rujolti, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, came up with the hetter. He said, what should they do? They should do a run of matzahs in the factory. Dafka shalol b'shei mitzvahs matzah. Right? We saw when we went to bake matzahs that everyone got to say, L'shei, Mrs. Matzah, the whole time. He says, you have to confirm that you're doing L'shei, Mrs. Matzah. He dafka told him to do not L'shei, Mrs. Matzah. Therefore, what is that going to help? One second, no, you get there in a second. Very good. What is it going to help? Because now with matzah, you're not allowed to use for Leil Seder. So the only matzah that you can't eat, Leil Seder, is Erev Pesach, is matzah that you can be yotzi with at Leil Seder. So but this matzah you cannot be yotzi. Therefore, Rujolti said that you can do this. But as you guys are all yelling right now, the posting did not like this Eitza for two reasons. One reason, I'll say it over now, and I can leave the other one, Saturday Shabbos, that because since it tastes the same, it looks the same, therefore that they did not like this heter from Rujolti. Okay. Sif Beis. I'm sorry, Sif Gimel. Im hitchol lecho kol m'sha'a siris, u'moshko sudaso ad alayla. If they began to eat before the 10th hour, and the suda went until the night, dino komo b'sha'baso z'shayam mitovim, shizvar b'sim reishayin alaf z'involv. The same din applies, the same din would apply just like it does on Shabbos and Yom Mitovim, as explained in reishayin alaf z'involv. Over there it says about Poros Mapo, that you just spread over a new tablecloth and the Kaddish, and you make a new Kiddush. It'll be the same luck over here. Hopefully, none of you guys will have this problem. I've never heard of this problem. Maybe only for people who are going to a hotel, have nothing to do, better to do under Pesach instead of for sitting and eating a Suda that lasts until Pesach. But the mitzvah, the chotzu galeach, bear of yontav, lulosh, regarding noyim, kumo Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to take a shower, and to shave yourself on erev yontav, and to wear nice clothes, noyim, kumo Shabbos, and to wear nice clothes on erev Pesach, because erev Pesach, yudal, is like a yontav in itself. It's like din of like chomoid. Chomoid is like a yontav, because that's the day that we're really supposed to bring the korban Pesach, and we know that there's a big minhag to go to go to the kotel. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach used to do this. He used to go to the kotel erev Pesach and say all the yoni korban Pesach. Right, it's printed in the beginning of the Agadas on erev Pesach. It's a big Indian to be osik in hilchos korban Pesach, the mishnayos of korban Pesach on erev Pesach. It's a yontav. There was a time in the base of Midrash was like a real yontav when they shechted the korban Pesach and they went to roast the korban Pesach for the night. It was a big deal. I already described to you what the base of Midrash looked like, the blood of the Kohanim, and that was what their erev Pesach used to look like. So, as the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kodim Tav Aleph, points out that this this whole din of the Siv Gimel does not really apply to us. Why? Why does this apply to us? If you look at the end of Sivkon Kaval, it says the Kotva Achronim. Dilfi Minag Ramah LeElbas Even Tough Mem Dal Dein Noagim Lachom Matzah Shira Filu Berav Hezek. We don't eat Matzah Shira Filu Berav Hezek. Lo Shayach Klal Kol Ikar Dina Nemechaber. The whole din doesn't apply. Gary Lo Achol Pas Mitchila. You couldn't. There's no bread that you could have washed under at the beginning. Velo Shayach Lomer Hitchol Besuda. There's no Shayach to say that you started with the Suda. The only thing that you say is starting with the Suda as a Suda of bread. Therefore, it would not work over here. And Mr. Bro Sivkon Kaveis. It says that Mishra Berurah brings down Mr. Lirchotz Acher Chatzos Yelech LeBeis HaMerchatz. You go to the Beis HaMerchatz. If you eat bo lekavod haregel, you should go to the mikvah lekavod haregel. Just like all shalosh regalim, you should go lekavod haregel. Acher Tefilas HaMincha Nachon Shidasek B'dinei Korban Pesach. Like I mentioned before, it's Nachon to be Osek in the Dinei Korban Pesach. V'yachshiv lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ki Ilu Kiyam B'Vo'al. It's like as if you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach right now. You know, Korban Pesach is one of the only mitzvahs asay that has a chiyuv karis on it. It's one of the most important mitzvahs asay. With shlaki pig, misidra yom mashi l'makol adam, whatever person is leaving, vein mavrin avil ber pesach. And you're not bring a sudas havra for an avil on erev Pesach. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brought down over here that you should go to the mikvah achrei chatzos, and that seems like to be the vast majority of the minhag in the Kali Yisrael. But Rav Nevesel brings down a very interesting idea. I brought this down also in Mikrei Kodesh, the Green Sefer, also brings down the corner of Nevesel. He says maybe it's better to go to the mikvah already on Yud Gimel. Why? He says, the whole reason is because the Zecher, why do we go to the Mikvah? We go to the Zecher that they used to go to prepare to tire themselves for the Chag. So it's over here. And Pesach, when did they go to the Mikvah? They went to the Mikvah on Yud Gimel. Because they need Har Shemesh. They need the night to go by when they were already Tahar in order to get ready for the Korban Pesach. If they didn't do it, they wouldn't be able to offer their Korban Pesach. So therefore, they would, in time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would go to the Mikvah on Yud Gimel. They would go to the Mikvah on Erev Pesach in order to get ready for the Korban Pesach. So Rav Nevesel says maybe it's better to go to the Mikvah already on Yud Gimel. Okay, we'll start sitting Tafayim Beis, and we'll maybe do one halacha or so. Okay, so now we get to, that is all the halachas that were, up until now, was the halachas of Erev Pesach. Right, we talked about many important halachas, we talked about not saying the Basar Zeis for Pesach, and we talked about Tanis Bechorim, and all of that, and we talked about not what you can and cannot eat on Erev Pesach. All those are things that do with Yudalad, and getting ready, the day that you're getting ready for Pesach. Now we get into Mamish, the night comes, Dinei Hasveba Barva Kosos, we're going to jump right into it. The dinim of reclining and the dinim of arba kosos. Sif Aleph, it says, Yiyah shulchano aruch mi b'odyom k'dei le'achol mi'ay k'shetechshach. One should set the table right away, but it should be set already, it should be set before the chag comes in, in order that you can eat right away when it gets dark. Even if you're in the Beis Medrash, you get out of the Beis Medrash, you need a mitzvah to eat quickly, so that in order for the children not to fall asleep. We should make sure that you don't say kiddush until after Tesach Kochavim. So let's take this piecemeal. We'll take the first din over here. It says, your table should be set right away in order that you could eat right away at night. This is obviously in order for one of the reasons it's brought down is because so you can eat right away so the children don't fall asleep. Right? And the second piece over here that you should even get from the Beis Medrash is in the first Gemara Pesachim Kuftanam and Aleph. It brings down Rabbi Kiva. It says only twice a year Rabbi Kiva would get up from the Beis Medrash. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur you get up in order because it's the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? The mitzvah to eat on the ninth of Yom Kippur. And you get up from the Beis Medrash on Erev Pesach in order Kidesh Shatinokos Lo Yeshnu. Which literally means they don't go to sleep. So you could say that the Gemara means that so you go to the Beis Medrash early so they can start the Seder right away when nightfall comes. But the Rashi and the Rashbam bring down over there, the real reason is that he can put the kids to sleep. He should put the kids to sleep, give them a nap. Give them a nap on Erev Pesach in order that they'll be awake. They'll be awake for Leil Seder. So that's why he's united. So he says over here, even though we're talking over here only a Hechsher Mitzvah, we see a Hechsher Mitzvah for the real, one of the biggest mitzvahs of the night, of a God to live in the Chah, where even Mavat and Talmud Torah, you leave the base of Medrash in order to do that. You see the chashivas of this. But, okay, what about, someone who keeps Rabbeinu Tam only? What should he do on the Leil Seder? So basically, what comes out of it is the words, if you look at some Dibur HaMasel, Kishetachshach. It says, "Lo yachmer lahamtin l'tzeis kochav l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam." One should not be machmer to wait for the tzeis kochav l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Kedesh lo yeshnu etinogo, so the kids don't go fall asleep. Be machmer k'rabbeinu to midina. So, but if someone is machmer Rabbeinu Tam midin, what does that mean? The ino also both the Shabbos and few blachos derabbanon yachmer aftan. So, there's two reasons why people are machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, many people are not machmer at all for Rabbeinu Tam. Chazon Ish said not to be machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. But someone who is machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, many people in America are machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. That there's two reasons why you're machmer. One is b'tzad chumrah. So you're b'choshes for Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore that's only your choshes for Yisurei D'oraisa, but for Yisurei D'rabbanan you would do Yisurei D'Rabbanan even during Moses Shabbos or Rabbeinu Tam. I'm talking about Moses Shabbos right now. If you know like that, so he says, forget about Rabbeinu Tam Legamrei Erev Pesach, because we have as I mentioned many times in the Chaburas, you have to always have to remember this. Every time there's a side of the Chumro, anytime you're machmer at something, you have to always look at the other side also. What's going on in the Chumro over here? If you were machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, you're being makel on the kids falling asleep at Leil Seder. So you have to take everything to Cheshbon. It's not so possible to take on Chumros. Chumros are great for good things and for at the right time. You have to remember. But not always is Chumros the best way to go. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. If you're not machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, the dinner, you don't hold Rabbeinu Tam really the Iker Shita. You're just machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, but Leil Seder, forget about Rabbeinu Tam. Right when it comes to the regular Tzeis HaKochavim, you start to say the Suda right away. But if he says Medina, you're even the Mafra for Medina, you hold the Rabbeinu Tam's Eker Shita, even the Rabbanon Motzei Shabbos you don't do, then you should be mad, then you hold that. That's what you hold, is the right time, so therefore you cannot do it until, you cannot say Kiddush until after Rabbeinu Tam time. Mr. Brewer being done, Steve Stokes, Steve Cotton Dalad. Why is it, what's the problem? Why do we have to wait to make Kiddush on Shabbos to make Kiddush early? Why not Erev Pesach? So Steve Cotton Dalad, I know he says over here, he says, Lefisha Achilas Matzah Huksha LePesach. Because Achilas Matzah is Huksha LePesach. And we know the Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten at night. And the Kiddush has to be a time that's appropriate, that's royal to eat the matzah. And furthermore, the Kosel Kiddush who echel arba kosos, because the Kosel Kiddush is not just Kiddush tonight. The first Kosel Kiddush that we're going to make Kiddush on is also one of the Dal Kosim. Dal kosos. So kula bater agado matzah mara grire, and therefore everything's dragged in after the agado and the matzah mara. And therefore, over here, even though normally you could be you couldn't make kiddush on a normal Shabbos early. Nevertheless, over here, Pesach is not going to be mekadosh until after the time. Yeshukach, guys, we'll start tomorrow.